and I had my jacket that I bought from Brazil on, and I felt that was the highest level of protection from the cold. And when I stepped out of Heathrow, I knew I had a singlet on. But I thank God for the weather today. It's been so great. And we give glory to God for the privilege
Amen.
He has given unto us. For every one of us that took our time to be a part of this conference, and for those of us that are listening online, following online, God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, you may be seated. Welcome to the house of God. I'd like to use a scripture to acquaint us with the burden that gave birth to the Remnant Christian Network. It's taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 1. If you have your Bible, we can look upon it. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Why should we be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that are not being closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate and overgrown, overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. This is the obituary of a civilization. Then God, in verse 9, which is my emphasis, unveils a strategy by which he restores the people that have a heritage in him. Except the Lord of hosts had led unto us a very small remnant, we would have been as Sodom, and we would have been like unto Gomorrah. So the remnant factor is a strategy of how God redeems territories that have heritages that are rooted in him. If you were in the study this morning, you saw that because of the nature of the season, God was not so concerned about the whole mainstream church to turn the tide against darkness. He was looking for the overcomers. That's the concept of the remnant factor. It's a strategy in the spirit that God puts in place so that he can restore things that have been and redeem things that have been considered to the enemy. So even though God has eternal covenants with the nation of Israel, he will not cease being a God of justice and a God of righteousness. And when a generation rises that decides to go the way of rebellion, he's compelled by his righteous nature to to expose them to circumstances that will are intended of him to instruct them and to see, help them see their need for him. But he will not utterly destroy them because of the covenants that are rooted in the territory. And in order for him not to totally and utterly destroy them, he will use this strategy to ensure that we don't get to the point of total collapse. So it's a strategy of the Spirit. Except that the Lord had of hosts and left unto us a very small remnant. Our faith would have been like that of Sodom, that was wiped out without a trace. It would take a very good archaeologist to find the location where Sodom was. But to avoid such a circumstance, what he does is that he raises a remnant. If you follow the account of the emphasis of the prophet, you will realize a critical factor that was raised. It's in the form of a parable. It's in verse 3. It says, the ox knoweth its owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. It doesn't take so much intelligence for you to submit to God. Even the ox, you know, in Nigeria, you can walk straight to the sheep market and buy a goat and bring it home. And if you tie it to the stake for 1 month and feed it at the stake, if you let it go, it can go for open grazing and come back home. There is installed wisdom in a beast to know that it needs to come back to its master. But when the spirit of destruction begins to find expression in a generation, what it does is that it estranges men from God with no hope of return. And in those days, God seeks a remnant as the necessary strategy that is needed to ensure that he is faithful to the eternal covenants among his people, so that he doesn't destroy them utterly in keeping with his righteous nature. So it's a strategy from God. And we bring the same strategy into the United Kingdom today. Two things I want to say. Like I said yesterday, we do not intend to eventually become a local church in any city. This is a strategy of the Spirit, and it's our intention to provide a few services to the body of Christ. Our first line of service, our first product, is capacity building, so that we can give any believer whatsoever in any city in the United Kingdom that is hungry for God a platform from whence he could be trained and brought up in the things of God in an accurate stewardship, an accurate atmosphere. The second product we bring to the table is an opportunity for people to be trained in the way of prayer. I'm not talking about discussing prayer, I'm talking about praying. Yeah, so when we showed up in Glasgow, the people that were around, we had to expose them to the drill. And what I mean by the drill is a 10-hour time of prayer, where you open up your valves that have been clogged, really clogged, and all kinds of resistance have been built around your valves. So we need a 10-hour expression just to ensure that the entire kit, the entire system is still in working condition. So we do that by 10 hours of prayer. And I can tell you from experience that there are several things you will never see in God except you begin to invest in long hours of prayer. Long. Don't boast that you are a preacher if you cannot stay in one place, stay in one seat for 12 hours to speak in tongues. Don't be quick to say you are a preacher. If you don't have that discipline, some of us from Africa will laugh at you. It means you are wasting people's time. That's terrible. And so we need to expose you to practical prayer practice. Practical prayer practice. We figured that if the average believer has the capacity to deploy his spiritual arsenal, most of the things for which we come for counseling will be things of the past. There are things that will naturally die out just because you begin to mount up with wings like eagles. So we provide an atmosphere where believers can be exposed to brutal spiritual adventures. Very brutal. And when you start getting used to the training, what you would have achieved without knowing is that your spirit will be the strongest organ in your civilization. Yeah, I know you have a PhD. I know you passed through Yale and you were sometimes in Oxford and in Cambridge. But all you are putting into the soil of your soul doesn't have the capacity to give you direction. The Bible says that the human soul doesn't have that function to produce direction. It is not given to man to direct his steps, the Bible says. So when you begin to go through the drill, then clarity is going to begin to come into your space. Because the moment you begin to lose your handle on spiritual exercise, Satan is going to throw you into confusion. So that's the second product. And in under the broad heading, capacity building, we have a few other products under that broad heading. One of which is the school of the kingdom, where we show you what is the centrality and what is the circumference of the move of God. It is within that administrative crucible called Christ. And in the school of the kingdom, we expound to you how that man was created to be a kingdom agent to facilitate, fast track, and to extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. Another product we have under that broad heading is the product we are running under this weekend, which is School of Prophets, which is educating the believer to use the instrument of the Holy Ghost that has come into his ecosystem as the driving force that will regulate and advance his life. He will become a creature that is manipulated by the Holy Ghost that he has received, and his life becomes a theater for the expression of the glory of God. We also have other products, like Doctrine and Balance. For those of us that followed us when we went to Ghana, that's a warehouse. It's a restorative warehouse. In view of the fact that in Ghana, someone might can come with a calabash and with palm oil and with charcoal and be doing something and call it prophetic ministry. Now, so when we find a dysfunctional possibility in a certain space, what we will do is that we'll deploy the product, Doctrine and Balance, to check, to find out what exactly does the Bible say about the prophetic ministry. Does it involve palm oil and charcoal? So that you don't get to bow down to a God that Apostle Paul does not know. So we have that product. It's a restorative product. Then we have another product called What the Bible Says. Once upon a time in the church in Nigeria, certain women claimed that they died and they went to hell and got messages for the body of Christ from the underworld. The messages were spreading like wildfire. So that's when we inaugurated that product. And we did 3 days of Bible study. And we were able to see clinically the journey of man through the crucible of death and how the space of the underworld looks like and the laws that govern the underworld. And one of which is no one comes from the underworld to bring a message to people that are on earth. Because according to God, they have Moses and the prophets. Now, when we brought, are you still with me? I'm just trying to show you what ministry God has given us in all humility. I have a calling of an apostle. And part of what the apostolic office is called to do in the body of Christ is a plumb line office. Yes, it's a plumb line office that is supposed to engender alignment. And we've had so many teachings that are not from the Bible that are part of our educational system as the body of Christ globally right now. And there's a need for not just any type of apostle, because I showed you this morning that in the arsenal of God's special messengers, we have the apostles that have an overdeveloped evangelical edge. We have apostles like Paul that have an overdeveloped teaching edge. We have apostles like John that have an overdeveloped prophetic edge. I am like Paul. That's my own category. We trade with the teaching anointing to restore and to show, cast the vision of the body of Christ as God builds with his spirit. And in this occupation of mine, one of the major aspects of emphasis happens to be the area of challenging errors in the body of Christ. Because if you believe wrong, you will live wrong. And in view of the above, so many preachers don't like me where I go. I hope you can understand the reason why. Because it looks like when we come and we do what we do, several other things can no longer happen. Meanwhile, we didn't come to do anything because of anybody. We are just bringing our own measure and adding it to the territory. And a lot of people feel, therefore, that we are on a mission to shut them down. But if preaching the truth of God's word is tantamount to shutting them down, then it means we are sent to shut them down. And we've been having a hell of a time taking this parade from place to place, and Europe shall be saved. This is the second product. The third product is to demystify the supernatural. You know, those days, if you could pray for cripples and they walk, you become a god in the midst of the assembly. We have a calling from God to raise miracle workers. If you follow the procedure, because there was a very rigid laid down procedure that the apostles walked with in the book of Acts. Our textbook for every apostolic initiative is the book of Acts. So the book of Acts is what we are trying to replicate in every nation, in every tongue, among every tribe. Because apostolic principles are applicable globally, irrespective of differences in color, differences in language, differences in nationality. So we are trying to implement the book of Acts of the Apostles one more time. And the utensils that Jesus revealed that the early apostles needed to do damage to the kingdom of darkness are still the utensils we use today. One of which happens to be power. And so we want you to know that power is something you can actually become fluent in. The principles, the practice, what it takes to become a man of mighty grace. And I can tell you from experience, 1994 till date, that's how many years? Huh? What? 20 what? Okay, let's assume it's 27. That's how many years I've been teaching, preaching, raising disciples. So we have seen people that you despise turn out to become champions. So once again, the supernatural will have to be demystified so that every one of us can walk in the dimensions of the supernatural. It's part of the products that we bring to the table. And we are not going to operate in the capacity of a local church. We remain humbly an apostolic equipment center. Hallelujah. In view of the above, we have something I intend to introduce to us quickly before we go to the action floor, because tonight the signs are good. Hallelujah. You know, when a pilot tells you that, oh, the weather is great today, then you know it's going to be a great flight. I'm really sensing that the radar is picking good weather. No clouds. It will not be bumpy. When we came down Glasgow, the guy sitting by my side thought we had crashed. Because it was, we just rammed in. And he said, we crashed. I said, no, this is called positive landing. That's the hallelujah. He thought we crashed. And that's why I want to introduce this to you. This piece of document is a piece of document that you will need if you intend to be a financial partner of this project within the territory of the United Kingdom. And particularly among the Scottish people. If by any means you want to be a part, we are not saying just do your best. But I also want you to know that your privacy is kept. And even if you sign up and you are not faithful, nobody will call you. It's a commitment between you and God. Okay? So if you want to be a part of what I just said, the ushers have this document. There's an aspect of the document that you can fill out and tear out and return to us. All the details we may need from you are enshrined in the document. So please, if you will want to be a part in that regard, just reach out to the ushers and you can have the document. So if it's not too much of a pain, you may wish to raise your hand, as the case may be, so that the ushers can attend to you. They will give you the document and you can read through the document subsequently when you are less busy. But what we need from you is that you fill up the administrative page so that we can have our details, administrative details, in proper shape. And if you are following online, you are not physically present, you are somewhere in Europe, you are somewhere in the United Kingdom, and you want to be part, we have an online version of the document. And Pastor Dennis, what is the rcnglasgow.com? rcnglasgow.com. When you get there, you are going to see the provision for partnership. It's the same form, but it's electronic. If you fill it up and you send it, it will hit our data bank. We hope to rove over most of the cities in the United Kingdom, set up prayer towers where the training can begin in a location close to you. So there are so many leaders we've been training already, and one of the blessings that came with COVID, because you know the Bible says in everything give thanks. There were some good things that happened during COVID, because 30% of you here got to know me during COVID. You were so busy before that time, and God wanted you to know me, and then he had to set the whole world on autopilot. So because he wanted us to be introduced to each other. So good things happened during that season. And part of the good things that happened was that we began intense training and intense pastoring online. And from that initiative, some of the functionaries are capable of other expressions in different locations in the United Kingdom. So somewhere near you, for those of you in London, those of you, yes, the workstation is going to be close to your place so that you can hop in after work and take a dose of 1 hour, 30 minutes of tongues, and you can know when the fasting exercise will be proclaimed, and you can be part of the renewal that God is bringing into the land. So those of you online, you can reach out to the website and get signed up as God leads you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Secondly, a second administrative duty I have here. All right, we're still within time. Second administrative duty, to continue from where we stopped this morning in terms of the child dedication. The flame that came down in the morning time gave us a new sense of priority, and we had to attend to the things that God wanted us to attend to. And my apologies, all the children that were already lined up for dedication. The Lord wanted us to attend to something quickly, and that's why we could not continue. And so all the children, there are about 15 children that are supposed to be in front here this very moment, with all the parents that are responsible for them. You have 2 minutes to present yourself, and if after 2 minutes you are not here, we'll still postpone it. Maybe we'll do it in heaven eventually. And we, just by way of explaining the meaning of what we intend to do, when we dedicate a child to the Lord, we are acknowledging that the child is God's property. And God therefore begins to take responsibility for the child during the time of innocence, and also he will begin to lead the parents to take decisions on behalf of the child in keeping with the purposes and the will of God. And such a situation will make it very easy for these children to make a personal decision for Jesus when they get to the age of accountability. And what is needed right now is another microphone. So when we lay hold on a microphone, I want to know how many parents are implicated by these numbers. I'm seeing one. If you are a mom and you are here and your husband is not here, we may not be able to proceed with this if we are not sure that you have your husband's consent. So if this is an independent spiritual decision, it is not valid until there is evidence that your husband is involved. Because in this kingdom we have order. Hallelujah. So please, if there is no evidence that your husband is aware of what you are doing, kindly go back to your seat. Just kindly. If there is no evidence that your husband is involved, please go back to your seat. All right. So we have a few parents here, and Pastor Dennis will help with. No, somebody else can do that. But you stand with me. Someone else will do this. Microphone services. That's the name of the duty. Microphone services. Yes. So every parent that is here understands the meaning of dedication, and you consent for your child to be dedicated. We need to ask you parents a few questions. The first question is, and please listen to the question, do you agree that before these children that you want to come dedicate today, you are going to be exemplary? That means if you used to fight before, because of this responsibility that you are accepting, you will stop fighting. Not because the desire to fight doesn't come, but You are bound by this commitment to be both exemplary and both revelatory. Example and revelation. You will teach and you will leave what you teach so that they can have an example. If your response to my question is yes, you may wish to say yes, I will. Please, microphone services across all the parents here.
Yes, I will.
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 From your accent,
yes, I
see
will.
That okay. I see that most of you have been in the United Kingdom for quite a while. And
yes, I will.
The British and yes, the Scottish accent has found place in your pronunciations. And what that means is, you know what schools that if you take these children to, they will come up as atheists. All right? You know what schools that if you take these children to, they will come out godless. On the strength of this commitment that you have made, it means that even in selecting a school, that the children can attend, you are going to remember your commitment to the Lord this day. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Second question. Do you accept to be the first teachers of these children, introducing them to Jesus at a tender age so that it will be easy for them to make a decision for him in the days to come? If you will, say yes, I will.
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 In Hebrew culture, your pastor is not the one that disciples your children. Every father is supposed to be a proficient teacher of the word and the ways of God. And if we are going to gain adequate mileage in this adventure, that must be restored. Now, Pastor Dennis, since you are the man here, you read out name after name. And then we identify the children as against their name before we do the dedication. Listen, and if you are in this congregation, you were not dedicated to God whatsoever. And you see, if someone is dedicated to an idol, or his family is in the service of demons, spirits will appear to the people. If you notice this symptom that I speak about, it's as if there's an interference from a strange realm around your life. You may wish to join in this parade. Yes, so the names of the children will be read out.
The first name here is Ebubechukwu Flourish Ebuna.
The congregation is supposed to repeat that name, so that when we see the child on the streets, we'll not say So just pick one name out of the mist. So
Ebubechukwu Ebuna.
All right, this is Ebubechukwu. Huh? You see? Okay. So that's Ebubechukwu. All right? Go on.
The next name is Ekenedichukwu Ebuna.
This is Ekene. Okay.
The next name is Ebu Nwete.
All right. That's
the next name here is Favor Chidi Ebube. waiting.
Favor, Bube, wait.
The next name is Dorcas Chuku Ebuka Wete.
Dorcas Chuku Ebuka Wete.
The next name is Deborah Wete.
Deborah Wete.
The next name here is Makelos Murua Aku.
Makelos, where's Makelos?
Is it Marvelous? Oh, Marvelous.
Marvelous, wow. Okay.
Man, this writing. Well, Marvelous, sorry.
I'm not responsible for that list. Amen.
Marvelous.
Marvelous, can we see Marvelous, please? All right, okay, that young lad there. Amen.
The next name here is Finifolua Diaolu. The next name is Oluwa Dolamu Diaolu.
If you find it difficult to pronounce, just leave a blessing there. Just leave a blessing. Just leave a blessing.
The next name is Ohuma Momo. The next name here is Kristen Bello.
Kristen Bello.
The next, Jennifer Bello.
Jennifer Bello.
The next, Light Ebube, Testimony Oyeneke.
Light Ebube, Testimony Oyeneke.
The next name is Great Oyeneke.
Grace Oyeneke.
What is this? I don't know. Okay, I can't read the first name, but I can read Anora and Nelly.
Anora and Nelly. So, where is Anora? Absent? How did the name get into this list? Supernaturally or something?
So there are a few people there that their names are not here. So
no, that's not how we do it. If you couldn't put your name here, you are not supposed to be there. So solve that problem, or you meet us when we arrive London. By March next year. Yeah. Amen. Yes, we are going to be in London. Is it possible for us to get a saucer? Because I don't know how we are going to use this. Ushers, any possibility of a saucer? A place to pour this in so that we can... Don't worry. The moment we finish this dedication, some of these kids here will be delivered.
I have another name here, Nathan Ewelu.
Nathan Ewelu. Okay. Can we have a bowl? I hope we're still within range of time. Hallelujah. The sister that went back with her child, I have gotten the details of your condition. You may wish to come back with that child now. Oh, she cried. Sorry. Don't cry. Amen. The Lord will help us. Please come. Come straight here. And weep no more in Jesus' name. Yes, what's the name of your child? Sochi.
Sochi Kanima.
Please, can we repeat that name? Sochi.
All right.
So, do I have... Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you today because of these children that are gifts that you have given. Instruments that will continue the labor of the gospel long after we are gone. And we bring them before your altar even tonight and ask that you place your hands upon them. We bring them back to you, that it might be your pleasure to watch over them with your jealousy. We bring them back to you, that it might be your pleasure to choose from among them functionaries for the next generation. Lord, in this same breath, I dedicate these children to you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. If I anoint you, you can go. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your hand rest upon her continually. I see the pain on your soul. And I also see that you are innocent. So let the grace of God be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we release you to the Lord and let his hand perform and perfect his will on your life. Yes, you may go. In the name of Jesus, we release you to the Lord. Let his hand be strong on you. In the name of Jesus, we release you to the Lord. We decree that you are the Lord's. That you will hear his voice, you will see his shape in the name of Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You will speak for Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Lord, I ask of you mercy. Show her mercy. Show her mercy. Show her mercy. Show her mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, I saw me keito sketo mila. Lambro ke puske samaita kuzelame. Show her mercy. Can you help me? I want to go up there. So push me with some prayer. Just push me up. Sheiko seli ko remo seli. Baraso seli. Escose Selli, Mesociala, Bresco Mantali, Iscotelli, Jekli Coperasco, Seclo Blonde, Estamaito Cobremasa. In the name of Jesus. So, sister, I see the sun rising in the heavens. And I began to ask God, what is this? Because as the sun rose, then the green grasses began to spring. And the Lord said that I should speak to you. I should tell you that it's ushering you into a new season. A new season where he will blot out the shadow of the darkness and give you such rest that you have not seen in a long time. The sun rises upon your face like it rose upon Jacob in Peniel. He answers you tonight. In Jesus' name. You belong to Jesus. You will be his messenger. You will be in his service. Your vocal cord will be his. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. From this day, his hand rests upon you. You belong to Jesus. I dedicate you to Jesus. You are his property, his messenger, his voice. In Jesus' name. You belong to Jesus. I dedicate you to Jesus. You will live for Jesus. No weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus. You belong to Jesus. In the end, Jesus will be glorified. In the end, Jesus will be praised. In the end, Jesus will take the credit. We dedicate you to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yes, please. Oh, her name is on the list. Eso celico brescofe la maita. Schemo zia la brascatore mazico brela isco belantos kiza na alamo. Oh, on this day, we hand you over to the Lord Jesus, to the ministry of his kindness, his love, and his wisdom. Your life will be an expression of an idea on his mind. And your walk in the Spirit will be a story that God is telling from heaven. So let it be written. So let it be done. In Jesus' name. You belong to Jesus. I dedicate you. He will shine through you. He will speak through you. You will be his voice. In the name of Jesus. You belong to him. Even in your sleep, you will see him come. You will see his angels minister. You will understand the things of the Spirit as a tender lad because you belong to him. In Jesus' name. You belong to him. I dedicate you to him. Nothing else can claim you. Nothing else can take you. You belong to him. You belong to him. I soli amika para naskitos keva saluande. Shamakura avantes kusketa baito. Masayela moria kabapresko. Every other claim to this life, I cut off. I render null and void. In the name of Jesus. I blot out your name from any other lexicon, any other family tree that gives Satan the upper hand, the advantage. And I bring the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus. Fulfill your measure. Fulfill your destiny. Receive authority to prosecute the purpose of God. You belong to Jesus. We dedicate you to Jesus. We say his name over your soul. Nothing else will be able to whisper therein. Oh, the hand of the Lord Jesus will be strong on you, and it will be easy for you to hear his voice. You belong to Jesus. So let it be written. So let it be done. Aikuskelimo selia taya makula breskove laikuskento lebro kove seka labro kote makadi mabrasiko bahaya kampeli. Oh Jesus, I pluck you out. I pluck you out from where you were kept. I say the name of Jesus upon you. I remove you from within reach of injury. In the name of Jesus, as I present you afresh to him, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes, step lively, step lively. step lively. Dedicate you to the Lord. Let his jealousy arise suddenly upon your life and contend with any other thing that claims to have a stake in your life. I proclaim liberty. I proclaim fullness. Let every measured form of existence be banished. And let the grace of God begin to function by free course. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You belong to him. You belong to him. You belong to him. You belong to him. And so in the name of Jesus, I bring you to him. I deliver you to him. You will hear his voice in your heart so strong. And his voice will be louder than any other voice. Because you are his vessel. You are his temple. I dedicate you to him this great day. So let it be written in the heavens. Let it be chronicled. And let it be done. In Jesus' name. I anoint you as I present you to the Lord Jesus. That his hand will be upon you. Everything that kills, that steals, that destroys will have no place in your life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. And I dedicate you to him this day in Jesus' name. I saw Kemali Kutelia. Somebody saw a snake yesterday night, a very big snake in your dream. You went to sleep and that was what you saw. You saw a serpent. Where is this individual? Join the line. Join the line. Skamos Elia Telimokoske Tamasantoria. Yeklo Praski to Kosena Kabarato Ski Sosalando. Yebrokopetama. Yes, we'll put his name upon you. No weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, you have won the battle. You have won it. You have won the battle. Won the battle. Won the battle. Amaseli Okoria Mahaseli. In the name of the great Master Jesus, I dedicate you. Even though you were given to the gods of the water. And they have followed you for many years. Today, I stand in the office of the calling. Making demands on all the complements of that office. As I snatch you out of the place where you were kept. Spirits of the water, lose your hold. Lose, I see you, so lose your hold. Lose your hold. Let her destiny be released. Let her prosperity be released. No more struggles. Kaimoteli Kusalo. And let the evangelist that is in her spirit rise. Yes, he rises within you, he rises with an anointing. He rises with grace. It's flowing in your spirit. Yes, be strengthened and be galvanized. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Your weeping ends this night. Your mourning ends. Because the spirits of the water are living now. You have no place. You have no place. You have no place. So go from her. In the name of Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. So anything that calls you in the dark, that speaks your name into your head, I challenge it by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And I release you. I release you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You belong to him from henceforth. And let his spirit take over. Let his spirit take over. Let his spirit take over. In the name of Jesus. Kanteluke batwa. Skobretos keso silo mokoria. I proclaim unto you a new day. A new day. A new day. A new day. A new day without oppression. A new day without torture. A new day without pain. Lose your hold, you spirits of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, you belong to Him. Just allow her rest. It will take about 20 minutes. Just let her rest. We dedicate you to the Lord Jesus. We dedicate you to the man of Calvary. The great I am that I am. Him that was, him that is, and him that is to come. Let his crown rest upon your head. That which is associated with the people in your family will not be associated with you from henceforth. I dedicate you to him. Become his mouthpiece, his voice, his messenger. In Jesus' name. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Yes, you do. So many covasco mil. Is it not written that there is no enchantment against Jacob? Neither is there any divination against Israel. The errands that demons have been sent through enchantment, I terminate today. In the name of Jesus, I dedicate you to his altar. I dedicate you to his spirit. That your vessel will carry only his voice, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every form of illegal union in the spirit I cut off. I name you free by Jesus. I name you free. I name you free in Jesus' name. I name you free in Jesus' name. Now, because the numbers are swelling, I will be doing a short prayer now. Oy! Your own can't be short. Things have been taken from you. And now I make demands for restoration. Demands for restoration. Masukle braskilo montele. Masukle lainta kubres kabatwa. Yes. You will see a sign. You will see a sign. I bless you. As I speak the name of Jesus upon you, you are his messenger. You are his daughter. His name is upon you. No altar can claim you. No altar can interfere with his activity. And so today I surrender you to Jesus. Yes, I dedicate you to Jesus. You will be his property. He will do through you what he so pleases. And his jealousy will be aroused. If anyone approaches you for injury, for manipulation, from this night, I proclaim it. So shall it be. Anyone that rises up to contend, he will meet with the Lord. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let his hand be strong on you. In Jesus' name. Please be fast. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let his hand be strong on you. Let the works of your hands prosper. In Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let his hands be strong. Let the works of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let his hands be strong upon you. Let the works of your hands prosper. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let his hands be strong on you. Let the work of your hands prosper. Dedicate you to Jesus. His hands be strong on you. Let the work of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let His hands be strong on you. Let the work of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. I dedicate you to Jesus. I dedicate you to Jesus. His hands be strong. The work of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let His hands be strong on you. Let the work of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let His hands be strong on you. Let the work of your hands prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. I dedicate you to Him. He takes charge now. He takes charge now. His hands will be strong in Jesus' name. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let His hands be strong. And the work of your hands prosper. I remove limitations. I remove limitations. Manipulations. Things that were born of witchcraft, attempting to take from you, to limit your potential. I break that yoke. And I bring the peace that is in Jesus Christ. I bring the goodness that is in Jesus Christ over your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Dedicate you to Jesus. I speak peace and grace over you. Dedicate you to Jesus. I speak peace and grace over your life. Dedicate you to Jesus. I speak peace and grace over your life. Dedicate you to Jesus. Peace and grace. Work of your hands prosper. Dedicate you to Jesus. I speak peace. I speak grace. Let the work of your hands prosper. Dedicate you to Jesus. I speak peace and grace. Prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh my. Oh my. And I decree that the years that the caterpillar has eaten will be restored unto you. Yeah, it will be restored. I dedicate you to Jesus. In Jesus' name. I dedicate you to Jesus. And I decree today that anything that contends with you, resists you, measures your expression, I contend with it by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And I release grace over you. Oh, you are going to shine. I just saw the light of the countenance of Jesus. You will shine. Shine forth in the name of Jesus. Dedicate you to Him. Let grace and peace be your portion in Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Him. Let grace and peace be your portion in Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let grace and peace be your portion in Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let His hand rest upon you mightily in Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let Him use you to be the vessel that He has in mind in Jesus' name. Dedicate you to Jesus. Become His messenger, His voice, His servant in the name of Jesus. And He said, I should tell you, you will see Him. Yeah, you will see Him. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let His grace be your portion. Let His name be your protection. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Dedicate you to Jesus. Let grace be your portion. Oh, by grace, prosper. By grace, by grace. By grace, become that which He intends of you in Jesus' name. I dedicate you to Jesus. Let peace and actualization be your portion. Let resistance be taken away from you. Oh, step into the large place that the Lord makes available for you in Jesus' name. All of you come. Let's do it. The idea was not that everybody should come for prayer. See, we have wasted some of my quality time. Oh my God. Well, God sent, is you God sent me to. So if you say this is what you want, to God be the glory. It wasn't general prayer we were doing. Or are you saying that I shouldn't come back to Glasgow again? Because this can be communication. Do you have a handkerchief? The right of way. Holy Ghost, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time, Holy Ghost. This is your time. Oh my God, the hand of God is on one of you so strong now. This is your time. This is your time. Let grace be poured out. 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 Let grace be poured out strong. Let grace, oh my God, the hand of God. I sense it so strong now, so strong. Let grace be poured out. Let grace be poured out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We dedicate everyone standing here to you. Let them be your voice, your mouthpiece, your instrument. And I decree that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Let your jealousy be aroused when anyone contends with them in the name of Jesus. I see the angel of the Lord, and he's putting his hand here. So he's anointing somebody now. He's anointing somebody. He's anointing somebody. He's anointing somebody. He's anointing somebody. He's anointing. He's anointing. Mirabo se kaida. Maskabro ko nebis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name. Yes, you may go back. We give him the glory. Listen to me, God will give children this night. Alambo seliko kelia. Masukle braske mai to go menai. Escobre escosivo. Those of you that were here in the morning, I just want to give you a commentary of what happened. You know, God changed our gear, the gear of the service. And I was wondering why. Then I found out why he did it. Because when we were praying for Glasgow, I got that feedback from one of us in the congregation that something like a thunderbolt, Satan's seat was up there, and a thunderbolt struck the seat and he cracked it. Whenever there's a shift in the heavens, you will see evidences of it subsequently. So turn your Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Because of the time we have spent, I'll just give you a short. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. The word of emphasis there is signified. That this revelation that is enshrined in the book of Revelation was a revelation that Jesus the Revelator and the revelation gave unto, This revelation that is in the book of Revelation, the Father gave it unto Jesus Christ. And it happens to be that Jesus Christ is the revelation and Jesus Christ is the revelator. Right? But when the information was to be given to John, it was signified through the instrumentality of an angel. That means the angel used spiritual language to communicate it to John. And that's why this evening I want to talk about angelic guidance. But I will talk about that just for like 15 minutes. For 15 minutes, and then angels will come here. There are some things I can do in the bus. Yeah? Because I know the ministry of angels. So I will talk about it for 15 minutes and then they will come. As ordained by the Lord, I don't have any authority to make them come. Okay? But it's good way for us to experience angelic ministry this night. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. In order for John to bear witness, there was angelic support. There were many aspects of the vision, the revelation, that John wouldn't have been able to understand if there was no tour guide in an angelic personality that was giving him insight from place to place. This is what this is about. This is what that is about. And for a certain month, 30 days, I used to have angels come with scrolls and read scrolls. So let's talk about that for a moment, because you will need angelic support. And let's move to another scripture, which is in the book of Hebrews chapter number 1, as we establish some perspective. Hebrews chapter number 1. Now, I need to tell you what Hebrews chapter 1 is about, so that when we do the reading, it's going to make so much meaning to you. Somewhere along the line in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, what God was trying to reveal was the supremacy of the Christ. If you are a student of the Bible and you have ever read the book of Colossians chapter 1, the book of Colossians chapter 1 shows the supremacy of Christ in every realm, every dimension, and every sphere. So that if you say you are not born again, but you are part of creation, he is the one that authored creation. If you say you are a member of the body of Christ, according to Colossians, he says he's the head of the body. If you say you are a principality, he says he's the head of principalities and powers. Because the design is that he was ordained to be preeminent in the pinnacle of our civilization is a personality who administers an office, and his name is Jesus. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, there is a contrast and a comparison. And this contrast and comparison was a contrast and a comparison that was done with Jesus, the Son of God, vis-a-vis the angels. Hebrews 1 verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Are you with me? I want you to be with me. I want us to achieve two things. That's why I need your attention. First of all, I'm attempting to school you in the scripture. That's the first thing. And secondly, I'm attempting to also school you in the spirit. Because if we do one without the other, it's not balanced. So we need to be, you know, dredging through the scriptures as we try to understand spiritual things so that our growth can be balanced, right? And our advancement can be healthy, because there's a difference between church growth and church health, because cancer is a growth. Yeah. Lumps are growths. Fibroid. It's a growth. And when we took off like a tornado and began to emphasize church growth, then lumps started coming in and we could not decipher. I'm more for church health. I'm more for health. Growth is in the hands of God. For the Bible says that Paul planted, Apollos watered, and only the divine has the capacity to give the increase. I was in the wilderness preaching for 12 years, crying redemption. And it was as if I was failing, because there were only like 100 people, 120 people listening to me. But thank God we recorded it and put it online. Now I discovered I was not preaching to 120 people. May the Lord give you understanding. If you that increase you are looking for is your own kind of increase, not God's increase. You want someone with a Jaguar to just show up and say, I surrender to Jesus. Amen. God will give us new eyes and new lenses in the name of Jesus. So the book of Hebrews is a book of contrasts and comparisons, you will see, and the subject matter, the fulcrum, the pivot of the comparisons happens to be Jesus. Then you will see Jesus being compared to Moses, Jesus being compared to this and that, so that we can understand that we have left the era of the shadow and we have now come into the era of the reality. And in keeping with this, The Bible says God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners speaking times past by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. You will know that the prophets were God's spokesmen, and also angels spoke for God. So if the Bible says that God now in the last days needs clarity, and there's a dimension of clarity that... Oh, okay, let me still take you further. There is a difference between the statutes of God, the commandments of God, the judgments of God, and the testimonies of God. Whenever you hear the testimony of God, what it means is this: it is what God said about himself by himself. That's what a testimony. Right? So what he's saying that in the last days, God will have to come give testimonies, because no one else has the capacity to give a testimony apart from God. Are you with me? And that's why in the last days God speaks through his Son. Another spokesman of God, the angels, that brings the messages of God. So there's a contrast and a comparison from the book of Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 4, contrasting Jesus and the angels. The first thing that was said was that he had been made so much better than the angels. How? As he, by inheritance, had obtained a better name than they. Next verse, what does that mean? For unto which of the angels saith he at any time, thou art my son? The Father never said that any angel was his son. So angels are not partakers of the life of God. And if I take you to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, and I read from verse 5 to 9, you are going to see that there are several things that pertain to our experiences in the new covenant in terms of salvation that angels attempted to look into, and it was not disclosed to them. And that was why when an angel was sent to the house of Cornelius, what those guys needed was the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And the angels didn't know the gospel. So they had to, he had to give a directive to for Peter to be brought, because the angel didn't know. If not, it would have been a good occasion. The angel would have just sat down and said, okay, I came, you know, with the legs crossed, and he would have preached a sound gospel message. Those things were not revealed to the angel, because the angels happen incidentally not to be partakers of the life of God. So there are secrets about the organic realities of God that angels cannot comprehend. The Bible says he obtained a more excellent name than they. And the name he obtained was the name of the Son. And the metaphor, I hope you know, we call him Father. But it's actually a metaphor. A metaphor that talks about the fact that he is the source, he is the origin, he is the beginning. That is what the metaphor Father captures. The metaphor Son captures the fact that he is the projection. He is the administrative existence that is captured within the Godhead. So there was, the angels don't have this identity, and those privileges were not given to angels. Second thing is that for unto which of the angels at any time said he, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be unto him a father, and he shall be unto me a son. Next verse. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels worship him. You remember the song of the angels? While shepherds watch their flocks by night, the angels were commanded to bring worship. Before the wise men brought worship, angels were commanded to do the same. Because he was in after the order of the monarchy. Hallelujah. Next verse, which is my emphasis. And of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirits? That means in the design of angels. There were many dimensions of design that God would have approved for the angels. But he decided that angels should be spirits. And that's a limitation. Because if angels are spirits, they don't have the license to operate in the three-dimensional world. This world is not for spirits. This is a world of space. It's a world of time. It's a world of matter. And only entities that have matter from the earth have license to function here. So if the angels were made by design spirits, are you with me? This is not their realm. You didn't stop there. He makes his angels what? Spirit. And his ministers, if you check the word ministers there, you will know he's not talking about angels. Ayim in Greek means another, which is the word that was used as and here. It's another of a different kind. Do you understand that? Another of a different kind. Alos. Heteros, that's the word. Alos means another of the same, and los is the same. Alos parakletos means another of the same kind. Another paraclete that is of the same kind. But heteros is another that is of a different kind. Are you with me? And so the Bible says in design he made the angels spirits, but the ministers, if you click on ministers in your lexicon, it will be public servants. Public servants. Trying to tell you that angels are secret servants hidden away in the spirit realm, and then we are public servants that appear in the natural realm. And the status of a public servant is that he must be a flame of fire. In another scripture, because these are the two servants, these two beings are servants. Oh, you may not know that you were created as a servant being. That's why even though they refuse to serve Jesus, they serve wine. But you must serve something. It's good for you to choose what you want to serve diligently. Choose you this day who you will serve. If not, you will serve another thing without choosing. So these two servants, you know, when angels lost their first estate and they were cast out from their habitation, they are still serving. Because they were designed to be service spirits. It's just that they are serving the wrong thing, but they are still in service. They were not, their design had made them victims. So you too, you are a servant, but you are in the public space. And there is a compatibility. There's a compatibility between you and the angelic. Because two of us are servants. This servant that is in the spirit realm is going to assist. These servants, they are answerable to the same master. Oh, you are not with me. They are answerable to the same master, but they are in different departments. Are you getting me? Okay, let me use another scripture to maybe make it easier for you to perceive. How many of you still remember Joshua? Joshua was about to take on Jericho. And unfortunately for Joshua, the walls of Jericho was an engineering feat. It was designed never to be breached. It was designed in form of a cuboid. Have you ever seen a cube of sugar? Do they still do cubes in England and in Scotland? All right. So the cube has the same height with its length and its breadth. So the wall of Jericho didn't fall. English language was incapable of communicating what happened there. Because if the cube should fall, it will still be the same height. Right? And seven war horses, historical perspective, seven war horses could ride side by side on the walls of Jericho. And if you are still acquainted with your Bible, you will know that Rahab's house, the foundation of Rahab's house, was the wall of Jericho. That kind of a structure was not designed to fall. Joshua conquered other territories, and he thought that all the members of the armies of Israel were physical soldiers. He didn't know that there was an angelic side to the army. Now he was confronted with Jericho, and there was no known military trick and tactic by which he could enter into that territory. So he decided to go for meditation in isolation. Suddenly he sees this guy, and then he speaks like a warrior. Are you for us? Are you against us? I'm just saying this because of those of you that went to conferences and the pastors told you that you can send your angels. And that's why I'm saying this. Because it is not in the Bible. When Joshua saw the angel and said, are you for us or against us? The angel said, nay. That means I'm not for you and I'm not against you. I'm not in your politics. I don't do this kind of your stuff. He said, as a commander of the armies of the Lord am I come. That means, if I find you doing what I was commanded to do, it seems you are supporting that agenda, I will support you. But if I see you doing something contrary, you will fall by my sword the first. Now, that's not the kind of guy you can send. Say, send him. Send your angel to the shop. Send your angel. Let him enter that interview. You are practicing something else. You have left Christianity. You are doing another kind of thing entirely. Because in the case of Jesus, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, if I wanted, I would have prayed my Father. And he would have sent 12 legions of angels. He didn't say he would send angels. So let me update you. Only the Father can give instruction to angels. You see, this is the kind of preaching I preach. Pastors think I am on a mission. I'm just doing what we call the mosaic of the apostolic. So that people will stop fooling themselves thinking it is Christianity. May the Lord give you understanding. So this guy shows up and the angel says, I'm not for you. I see the way you've been. In fact, I'm a commander in my own right, in my own respect. All right? You see, if I don't know how the UK runs, but maybe we'll have the police and the immigration. The fact that you are level 10 in the police doesn't mean you can give command to level 8 in the immigration. You are not in the same department. Nobody even knows the meaning of your rank. We are in different worlds. That's the idea. But both of us are servants of the state. We are servants of the king. One is visible, one is in the invisible realm. Is that clear? Good. But I need to add this quickly. In the organogram of the universe, in terms of designation, man is higher than the angels. Designation. And we know that from the book of Psalms chapter 8. For thou hast made him lower than the angels. The word angels, there is Elohim. Thou hast made him a little lower than the Elohim, and thou hast crowned him with glory and with honor. That's man. It means that we, after God in the universe, it is we. And the reason why it is so is because he designed us to be partakers of the divine nature. And that's not part of the angelic pay grade. So angels have angelic life, but you have is a way of God. That life was never created, so it can never be destroyed. So even in death, Hades will not hold you forever. Because that he can't hold that life, can't detain it. It was impossible for it to detain that life in Jesus and your case will not be any different. So having understood that, these two public servants, these true servants, they actually support each other. Because when you are praying, what you are doing is that you are creating earthly permission for heavenly interference. The pathway for God to begin to send the hidden servants to begin to enter into your own ecosystem is going to be created by your priesthood. Are you with me? And as you are moving on, there are several areas of strength that will be ministered to you by those servants that are in the hidden in the hidden service. They are secret agents. Like, what do they call it? I've watched many of your movies. MI6. So they are MI6 agents. They're coming to give you support, coming to, you know, make all stuff happen. So my intention this night is to make angelic ministry visible to you. Yeah, visible. So that, okay, and then you leave this place with a consciousness of the fact that there are secret service agents that have been assigned to my life. As long as I'm in alignment with the commandment of the King, we are in partnership. The moment you move in the flesh, you are on your own. There is no support system, no infrastructure. There is no covering. You know the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I. You see, the moment it was him that it was the valley of the shadow of death, he led himself. Though I, when the Lord was leading him, it was cool. The day you enter into the flesh, all the support is withdrawn. You just see yourself in the valley of the shadow of death. But the Lord is not your portion, in the name of Jesus. Please help me tell your neighbor that your life in the spirit is a story that God is telling from heaven. Someone else, look for someone else. Say, your life in the spirit. It's a story that God is telling from heaven. The moment you hit the platform of the flesh, reinforcement is withdrawn. As long as I'm in the will of God, nothing can kill me. Not a gun, not a bullet, not a blight, not pestilence, and not Boko Haram. Hallelujah. So stay in him. Because there is reinforcement, there is covering. Amen. All right. I don't know. You people forcefully took time out of my hands. Unapproved time was taken from me. But let me show you something quickly before I begin to go into the subject of angelic guidance. All right. Can we do the book of Daniel? Are you there in the book of Daniel? How many of you still remember it? Have you ever read it before? Ever read it? All right, please. I want to encourage you to read it. Daniel, Zechariah, Zephaniah. Very important. How I wish I had time for us to do one day of Bible study. You will not even know. 6 hours gone. You will not know. You will like it. Hallelujah. Daniel began to intercede. He had a burden for the people of God. And he began to intercede for the people of God. Intercede because it was written in the books that at the time that they were in, the captivity of the people of God was supposed to have ended. And they thought that when the time just comes, it will just happen. They didn't know that the public servants had a part to play in order for it to happen in the place of prayer. And so when he saw that the time was accomplished, and that was what he understood by books, He began to pray. Began to pray. Just like you will never understand prayer until you begin to pray. It is your experience in the adventure that will make you a master. You don't become a prayer master just attending Bible study. It is experiential. If they employ you into the oil sector like they employed us many years ago, they believe you don't know anything. Maybe you made a first class. You made it for yourself. But every knowledge that is going to be functional in that industry must be taught to you in that industry. So we ask, if you are there, we ask you, how many years of experience? That's how we know you know. If it's 2 years, it means you are still in the infant stage. There are areas, there are chambers you should never enter. If it's 5 years, 10 years. It takes you like 10 years to become competent. That's how prayer is. If you decide after this conference to drop prayer again for another 2 years, by the time you are coming back, we'll give you a feeding bottle. I've seen giants before that because of they were depressed because they felt God should have showed up and he didn't show up. And they left and started doing. When they came back 8 years later, they tried to use the gear. It needed grease. It gave up a rejection sound. Is when you begin to... May the Lord give you understanding. So, amen, hallelujah. When you begin to pray, and you begin to glide in the Spirit, then you begin to know the resources that have been placed in the spirit realm to enhance your life. So Daniel began to pray. Began to seek the face of God for his people. And the very day he opened his mouth to pray, because his prayer was in alignment with the season, he was praying in the season. Some of you pray against the season. Some of you in the heart of the winter, if you wake up and you come out bare-chested and say, thank you, Jesus, you end up in the hospital because you are walking against the season. The doctors will have to prescribe some antibiotics and probably oncobiotics too to help you out because you are trying to fight against the season. The sons of Issachar were men that understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, I guess it's Psalms 113. Say, and thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. It means that prayer point was occasioned by a knowledge of the season. Don't be praying. Okay, the Lord will help us. When we go into prophetic prayer, I will show you how you pray in the season. The moment you pray in the season, God will begin to respond to the answer immediately. There are several prayers you pray. It was not in the season. It took you years. It's not because it takes years for God to answer. It takes season for God to answer. Because for everything that God will do in the earth, there is a purpose and there is a time. Our God is a God of season. Have you ever been to... because I have been... When we get home and they begin to cook food, I say, wait, hold it. I've not seen any goat since I came to Glasgow, but there's goat meat everywhere. I say, hey, what's happening? In fact, today they brought corn. I say, we need to know where this thing is coming. We need to trace it to know where it's coming from. Because where I come from, you eat according to season. But there's corn. I saw corn there. And I was wondering. Not, maybe I don't know something. You have to educate me. It's according to season. If you stay here, say amen. Amen. Daniel began to pray according to the season. And immediately he began to pray. That was a prayer of alignment. God was waiting for someone to stand up and raise that prayer point so that he can have the excuse to begin to bring what he promised to pass. And the moment he stood up to pray, God set out to answer. But unfortunately, there were complexities that happened in the realm, and Daniel was not educated. So he still continued the prayer. Continued it. He set his face and all of that. And the angel that was supposed to bring the response to the prayer was imprisoned. And Daniel was totally ignorant of the politics that takes place overhead. Because he was a public servant, he didn't know what the private servants were doing. And because of the disalignment between the two service entities, he was doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. His prayers had already been processed, feedback has already been assigned, but he was still doing the initial, that was mechanical. There was no synergy. And then in the moment of time, Michael was deployed, and Michael discomfited the prince of the territory, let Gabriel out. Prior to this time, even when Gabriel was in the prison, he used to appear to Daniel in dreams. But he couldn't get his attention. He used to appear in dreams and give him bits and pieces of the information that he wanted him to know. But when he was released from prison, he couldn't wait for Daniel to go to sleep again. That's how he appeared to Daniel at the time of the evening oblation. And he said, Daniel, I have come to give you skill and understanding. Please listen to me. You need skill. There is a dimension of skill that that angelic ministry will give you. I have come to give you skill and understanding. Not the Holy Ghost, too. I know it's okay. At least you know I'm quoting from the Bible. I've come to give you skill and understanding. So that's what happened to me for 30 days. The Lord, in His mercy, decided to take me through a crash program. And angels visited me for 30 days to give me lectures. That's what the Bible calls skills. Please help me tell your neighbor, you need skills. Oh, you are not following this, my lecture. So because you are not following, 1st of all, I need to tell you that angels can appear in your dreams. When we talk about angelic guidance, the most frequent platform where angels appear is actually in your dreams. And they started to appear in Daniel's dreams. 80% of the time, that's where you encounter them. 80% of the time. We have examples for that in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Just like Gabriel appeared in Daniel's dreams, many angels have appeared to you in your dreams before, but you didn't know. Who is there? I say Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 22. Where is the technical man? You have escaped from your duty post. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as the mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in his dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Being interpreted is God with us. 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's angelic guidance. And he came through the instrumentality of a dream. This night, I'm going to pray a prayer for you. When God wants to bless a man, what he does is that he gives him guidance. If you have guidance, you will stop shadow boxing and beating about the bush and wasting your time. You will have the advantage of precision, the advantage of accuracy. That's how life was supposed to be lived. And in terms of guidance, there is a unique element to guidance that is angelic. So angels can intercept your dream life and bring messages to you. They can also appear to you in real life and bring messages to you. They can even be sent to educate you. I know you don't believe that. I'll show you a lot of it in the Bible. I have experienced it. But I need the scriptures to share it with you. Because my experience is not the Bible. It doesn't have authority. Right? But if it is biblical, I can share it as a testimony. To entrench your conviction in the things that are written in the Word of God. So, Gabriel could not wait for Daniel to sleep, and he appeared to him and said, Daniel, I come to give you skill and understanding. Because of our time, I have to round up here, but I need to show you something before I round up. But I charge you to go back and take up the book of Daniel and then see how the public servant and the private servant were interfacing together. And Daniel received the skill that was needed for him to do the kind of intercessory ministry that was required to open the vault for God to begin to deliver his people. The story of Daniel is a proof that Satan has not yet won, even if God has as much as one intercessor. One intercessor. One. Because God has no restraint either to win with many or to conquer with few. Numbers mean nothing to him. Number two. This is still the angel speaking in the book of Daniel chapter 11. Okay, give me some sound so that I can design. I'm like Elisha. I need a minstrel. When God was educating me about the prophetic, how that I was going to combine the teaching and the prophetic ministry together, he said, your own key will be the minstrel. You know what? We need education. You will never know yourself except the Holy Ghost comes and gives you insight. You will never know many things except God deploys education. And part of the things that God will be doing in a hurry in this season is education. Education. Because he wants to upgrade us. He wants us to be able to maximize our capacity. Woo! Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And that's not because it's a song. That's my experience. If you know him, you will choose nothing else. You will see it as a privilege to come before him in the morning and give him glory. Because that's his due. It is due him. He deserves it because he's worthy. I serve him, not because of what I can get from him. I serve him because he's worthy. And I know he's worthy. The woman with the alabaster box. She got the alabaster box and broke it at Jesus' feet. Meanwhile, culturally, you are supposed to do that when you are about to get married. But the woman said, even if I get married tomorrow, my husband will not be valuable to me like this man. He cast out 7 demons from my life and gave me my life back. So the honor I would have given any man that I was to marry, I give this man. And Jesus began to discern the implication of these things. Because in the room, there were so many whispers. In fact, Some of the Pharisees that were there say, if this man were a prophet, he would have known what sort of woman is doing this. That means in their eyes, Jesus did not meet the demands of a prophet. The estimation. The estimation of a prophet. Jesus was short of it. So many things were going on in the room. In fact, the apostles now say, some of the apostles say, Lord, it is a waste. That is the people that have said Lord to Jesus still consider that a waste. Only Judas Iscariot said it's a waste. Jesus, Judas Iscariot didn't add Lord. It means unbelievers too will say it's a waste. And it was Jesus that was possessing the matter. I said, the reason why she did this was because of my burial. Because the people that brought the oil to anoint his body as was customary, by the time they came there, the body was no longer there. So he was anointed beforehand by a woman that valued him. And Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached, in Ireland, in Scotland, in Edinburgh, in Dundee, what this woman has done shall be reckoned as a memorial. That's what I want. I want a memorial in the heavens. I want a flame to be burning in Zion because of our obedience. So, the angel had to come give Daniel skill and understanding. Because Daniel did not have sufficient insight for him to become a public servant that will support what was happening overhead. He was too ignorant. And because of his ignorance, he didn't know what to do. Many people were in jail. He didn't understand how he could help. So he needed skill and understanding. Tonight, the prayer that we are going to pray is for skill and for understanding. Skill and understanding. Then I'll pray for the sick. The proof of life is consciousness. If you don't have consciousness of a thing, you cannot tap into the frequency of that thing. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings the consciousness of God into your vessel. But the point is this, can you discern that presence? Do you know where to look to know what God is doing? Skill and understanding. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, what I did, the reason for that song was so that I could be conscious. It's a consciousness I need to proceed. And if you don't have it, you don't know what is hidden in the Holy Ghost. The will of God is hidden in Him. It's a consciousness of Him. There is an ability to discern his texture so that you can take out of him that which God is saying to you at every point in time. Remember, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. By the proceeding word, that's what we live by. While I sang that song, I saw in the congregation. Are you with me? Now, you know the reason why I'm doing this? The angel has touched me. I can't teach you how I know. Because God himself will give you skill and understanding. But I'm just applying the skills I've learned. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm just applying it. In this room, there is a prophet. One of the things that God wants to do this evening is that he wants to anoint this prophet. And God will begin to give you messages, not just about people, but about nations. I'm talking about someone that will be a major instrument to vocalize the mind of God. And part of what is going to happen in the next few seconds is that that person is going to be anointed. And you don't need to believe me. Right? It's not on the basis of your own faith. This whole thing I'm talking about is sponsored by the faith of the Lord Jesus. Right? I know this infrastructure that makes it work. And that's why it's easy for me to believe the things that I've not yet seen. All right, in the next few seconds, I'll find that prophet. And the reason why I'll find that prophet is because an angel will touch the person. Father, in the name of Jesus, from my left hand side to my right hand side, help me find this messenger of yours, so that I can pray the prayers you want me to pray to commission this person to do your will. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen. How many of you have prayed before and you started feeling something? Whenever you pray in your heart, you feel something here. No. He has even started giving you the signs, but you don't know the meaning. That's why it's not powerful. You need skills. You need skills. But you see, that is not for this lecture. School of Prophets Part 3, that's when we talk about signs. If you are a pastor here, you are a minister of the gospel, we need to pray that God will give us the grace to be able to disciple people that are becoming spiritual. You see, discipling a new convert is different from discipling a strong man. And if your growth was not consistent, your ability to disciple a strong man is zero. And that's why many people that are in the front lines are afraid of people becoming spiritual. So it's better to keep them low, depending on you, so you are the actor. I don't want to be that actor. I want to be the one that will raise actors. Yes, yes. The time will come where in Glasgow, when I come, I will not preach. I'll just be blessing people. Hallelujah. I'll say, Dr. Eze, that deliverance case, you handle it. You handle it. Then I'll watch the way she's doing it. I say, no, you are forgetting the ways. The demon is there. It's on the ways there. Because they have skills. And God will be so excited because he has many functionaries. He can fall on Luke at the train station. And Luke touches a crippled man and say, Jesus, say rise. Jesus, say rise. Jesus, say rise. So what you are seeing is angelic. That's why things will be happening here, but I will not be talking. It will be just happening of his own accord, but I will not be talking. It will be happening of his own accord, but there will be no need for me to be talking, because angels have the public, the private servants there. They are at work on the field. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you ask him for skills and understanding? Skills. Skills and understanding. We ask for skills. We ask for understanding. From the Holy Ghost. Samaboria Sikamanatoria. Shekos de Salamboro Keskamina Zenikoronde. Arambo Saila Kuse Kabate Selimoforia Rescoda da Kambasata Baboria. Ask him for skill. Ask him for skill. flow with the Holy Ghost. Can we pray? Final prayer before I pray for the sick. Holy Ghost, teach me your ways. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Thank you, Lord. Mascose Saliko Profi, Skemosia la Mokoria, Shamarandes, Iskora Masanta Baburi. We give you glory, give you praise. Teach us your ways. Teach us your ways. Teach us your ways. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now listen. Just in case you have spectacles that you use for reading and you want a break, you can remove the spectacles, put them in your pocket. Some of you look good on it, okay? So you may like it. So, I don't have any problem with your liking it. But if you want to use your eyes without it, you can put your spectacle somewhere safe, your pocket, your bag, the case, and then lay your hands on your eyes. Listen, those of you online, this is the moment. You have a crippled person in the room. You are trusting God for healing. This is the moment. This is the time. If you have a hearing problem, let me tell you how to go about it. Just take your finger, put in the ear that cannot hear and block it. If you have a child that has a hearing defect, this is your moment. Just block the child's ear. Anywhere you are, following online from any part of the world, God is set to do a miracle in your life. Do you have pains on your body? Particular part of your body where there is this pain and you want God's intervention, just put your hand where the pain is. Is there a fibroid, a growth on your body, growth on your chest, on your breast? Just touch the growth. Do you have a migraine, an impossible migraine, 3 years old, 5 years old? Just put your hand there and we pray. If I say in the name of Jesus, give me the best amen you can muster. In the name of Jesus. Two days ago, and someone came to feed you in your dreams. You were fed. You were given food to eat in your dream. Where is the person? You were fed some food in your dreams. Please come here quickly. It's an emergency. Please leave your hand there. Don't take your hand off. Just leave it there. If it's on the eyes, leave it on the eyes. Now, I break that covenant manipulating your destiny. I break that covenant manipulating your destiny in the name of Jesus. If I touch you, you can go. In the name of Jesus. Break that covenant manipulating your destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus. I see somebody with pains on the leg. I command that pain to go in the name of Jesus. I see somebody with an unsettled tummy. You know,
You've been purging. You've been purging. I stop that purging in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that migraine to go. Blinding spirits be bound. Blinding spirits be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits be bound. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I bind every cataract, glaucoma, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, be gone in the name of Jesus. I stand against every growth, fibroid, cancer, tumors, dissolve in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has been haunted, Lord, haunted in the dreams, haunted, unrest, spiritual attacks, I bring your shield over that life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I command those eyes, see in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I command the ears, hear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I command the pain, go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Loose them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for the womb of any mother in this place expecting to conceive. I break the yoke. 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 In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, the power of God, the healings have begun. I command the migraine, go now.
Amen.
I see in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You can remove your hand and conduct a test. If you could not read, take something and try your eyes. Try your eyes quickly. If you notice there's a change on your body, something has left, this is where you will come for your testimony. We'll take three testimonies and I will be done. Now, you know when you go to the hospital and the doctors start coming, they call it ward round. So what I want to do now is ward round. Yes, consult. So these are the doctors. You people can. Let's go and diagnose some cases. Let's run the diagnosis. The diagnosis. There's an oil of heaven that will rest on you. You need to press with some fasting for about 7 days. It's an oil that will rest on your life. So mighty. I see the oil trying to rest. The alignment of fasting is going to make you connect with this oil. Now listen, the reason why I came here is because there is somebody, I was led to this space. There's somebody here that the Holy Ghost wants to use as an instrument. And in the next few seconds, the Holy Ghost will begin to alight on that person. Lord, show me your messenger. 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 Sister, come. Can you come? Yeah. Can we agree with this, sister? Can we agree? Thank you.
He's anointing somebody. The person is not too far away. Lord, who are you anointing today? Let your hand become heavy. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Yes, what happened here?
I had astigmatism. And
what's that? What's astigmatism? How does it work?
So for me, when I looked at screens, like even at home when I'm watching the television, I can't see properly. So I was struggling to see the small print.
She was struggling to see the small print.
Like Daniel 9:22.
Like Daniel 9:22. The reason why she can read it is because she can see.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Someone celebrate and give Jesus a big hand. Come. Yeah. You see, sometimes when you minister the healing anointing, and a little of the anointing is still on the person. Sometimes. Okay? So what you do is you just lay your hands on the person for a few seconds. If the healing anointing is still on the person, you will know. Okay. All of the healing anointing was used to heal. All right. You are released. Listen. There's someone that came here with a pain on the back, and the person has been healed, and the person is not here. Pain on the back. The person is healed, though, but the person is still hiding in the congregation. Okay. Oh. Okay.
So I was short-sighted, so I was sitting a few rows back.
She was short-sighted, and yeah. That's well put. It was in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I couldn't see. Daniel, it was blurry. So when I closed my eyes and I prayed, when I opened it, it was all clear.
Everything clear. Yeah. Now, you know, when we do these things, some people believe that in the night I took torchlight to look for people that will come and testify. So I went to visit and say, okay, you will be the one to come and say that you couldn't see. So please, did I come in the night? Please. We need to do these days because I know you understand what I'm talking about. We have people in show business that run this kind of stuff. We are Nazarites. We are Puritans. Hallelujah. Lord, it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Someone healed of a pain on your leg. I saw that also in the spirit. Healed of the pain, on the leg. Was he on the leg? Okay. See. So, Jesus. So, what's your story?
I used to have a very bad pain here, and it has stopped me from walking for so long. So, throughout June, I couldn't walk, so I have to go to hospital for tests and everything. And the pain later radiated down this way. So I thought it's kidney problem, but all the tests didn't, but the pain was still there. But now, not only did I feel better with my knees and pain, I was able to read that, because so I can't read anything without glasses.
She
women and my friends sitting
the
there.
Back pain gone. Leg on. I think she monopolized all of the anointing in this place. And
me and my friend standing over there, both of us were reading this, and we are.
Where is your friend? And your friend has refused to come out too.
Yeah, she too was reading it, and two of us were excited because we couldn't read it without glasses.
They want to take the glory. Let me educate you. You need skills. Now, don't take God's glory. Two of them were reading. They came here, they couldn't be there. And they are still there, they were in the congregation. We need to use the word of knowledge to encourage them. So you can see too. What happened to the text on the screen? Oh my God. That's the only way we can test this thing.
Yeah, before I cannot see without my glasses.
But she can see
now. I can see now. I was reading, I started screaming, and then I was telling her that I can read the board without my glasses.
Hallelujah. Now come. Two of you come. So, you see, we are doing practical plus lecture. The healing anointing, when it heals, sometimes some of it will remain. So you just put your hand there. Then you will know if there's some of it on her now. It will begin to work now. And this work that is taking place on her life now, it's not the eyes. It's not the healing of the eyes. This is another healing. That's another healing. She doesn't even know that there's that thing. Okay? So, be diligent enough to put your hand on them. That's not the eyes, the legs, the back. Because there's a difference between healed and whole. Yes, what happened to that young man? Okay.
For some weeks now, I've been seeing, I have a double vision, so it's intensified the last few days.
Okay.
But thank God, I can see properly
can see.
Now. Yes, I can see properly
Come.
Now.
Don't be too busy to test, just in case God wants to make the person whole. Okay. You are free. Amen. We celebrate the Lord Jesus. Please, I need to say this. Power is not shout. You don't need to scream. Don't scream. It's not. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that does it. So just be calm. Be normal. And not shake. Yeah! No, we don't need that. You have throat infection and all kinds of things. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, I used to shout before. Then the great one came for skill training. I said, you don't need to.
I used to have pain in my left ankle, but immediately after the prayer, the pain left.
Pain on your left ankle,
yes.
Pain gone. Come. Hey, migraine. Where is the migraine person? It's gone. I'm saying that there's a migraine. Someone with migraine, it has gone. So check yourself. Okay. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. The miracle is permanent in the name of Jesus. Someone healed of migraine. Check it. Oh, do we have a correspondent online that is helping us with the healings online? At least bring two healings online, please. Yes?
Back pain. Back pain. Yeah, I could.
And you were hiding in the crowd?
Yes.
You want... What was the plan?
I was still checking out.
I want to understand the psychology of someone that refuses to testify. You were not sure. You wanted to give you 3 days check. Celebrate Jesus. He's the doer of every good thing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. There's two testimonies from the online audience before I shut down. Yes?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I have been stabbed spiritually. I felt it 3 times.
Okay, stabbed. You were stabbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
And ever since I've had that back pain, severe pain at the back. But when you prayed now, you said we should put our hands, and now I can feel it because okay. It's been excruciating pain.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Can someone celebrate Jesus? Oh, it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Okay. Yes.
My vision was very blurry before.
Your vision? Let me see your spectacles. Once upon a time, my visions became blurry too. So I went to the ophthalmologist and he told me that every man was designed, ordained to put on glasses. I said, God forbid. He said, no, we are also working with God to help you. And I said, what if I come back and say, I tell you I can see? He said, he's not expecting that. I went on a crusade and, okay, prescribed glasses. This is in my box. I brought it in. And my eyes open. I say, I pray for people. Oh God, I pray for people. So I'm going back. When I get back, I say, hey, let's do that test again. So these are live glasses. Hallelujah. Concave, convex, all together. Cylindrical, okay? Cylindrical. And she can see without them. She can see. Thank you, Jesus. Online, just two. Online, two. Then I will bless the congregation and I will be out of your way. Two from the online people. Okay. Yeah.
And Tolumani, I already healed of leg pain.
Okay. So we have miracles online. That's glory to God. So right now, we just want to give Jesus thanks, and then I'll pray for the congregation and look forward to the London ingathering. I want to believe that by the time... Come, can you come? Let's seal it. Let it be perfected. Let it be perfected. Jesus, we give you glory. Yes, and we ask that her miracle be sealed. Yes, yes, yes. You are released. You are released. I believe that by the time we'll be here next year, we are likely to have some babies to dedicate. Dedicate to the goodness and the glory of God. Just for a minute, can you give him thanks, give him praise? It's been wonderful. It's been a manifestation of the mercies of God. It's been the kindness of God at work for the days of this conference. And we return all the glory to him. We return all the praise to him. We magnify his name. We glorify his name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we exalt your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your strong hand might rest upon everyone. Let a hunger for your spirit rest upon our soul. In the name of Jesus, let the fire begin to burn. Let your spirit become more intimate with us. In the name of Jesus, we leave the conference empowered with grace, with your anointing, with your authority to extend the frontiers of the kingdom, to bring forth the glory of God. Lord, as we go back, every journey is secured in your blood. Flights, train travels, road travels, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.